Okay, let's take 143.
Authorize an intergovernmental agreement with Metro to develop a preferred alternative package, locally preferred alternative, and draft environmental impact statement for the Southwest Corridor Plan and fund the city share of the local partner agency contribution.
Commissioner Novick?
Colleagues, I have an amendment to introduce this morning. Last week, Commissioner Fritz suggested that city staff, Metro staff, and Sweeney representatives should talk about the Southwest Corridor timeline and how to better involve neighborhood associations and coalitions. Yesterday, Councilor Stacy, Malou Wilkinson and Noel Dobson from Metro, Denver Igarta and Teresa Boyle from PBOT, Joan Fredrickson from BPS, and Eric Niebel of my office met to discuss potential opportunities to address these issues. And I'm happy to come to council today with an amendment that was sent to other council offices late yesterday afternoon. The amendment would be to Exhibit A to the intergovernmental agreement, specifically Section 3, which is entitled Public Involvement. After the first sentence, I propose to add these words. Quote, detailed technical information will be released to the public no less than 60 days prior to any expected decisions to be made by the Southwest Corridor Steering Committee on a given topic or milestone. Recommendations and reports based on technical information will be released to the public no less than 30 days prior to any expected decisions to be made by the Steering Committee on a given topic or milestone. End quote.
Okay. That amendment has been moved. Is there a second?
Second.
Any further discussion on the amendment?
Is that a amendment that Commissioner Yu and Commissioner Fritz have concurred on?
Yes.
Thank you.
Further discussion on that? Anyone want to speak about the amendment? Roll call.
Actually.
Oh, Roger yes. does. Okay. Come on up. Good morning.
Good morning, Mayor, Councilors. My name is Roger Averbeck. As a volunteer, I serve as the chairperson of Sweeney's, that's Southwest Neighborhoods, Inc., Transportation Committee. We appreciate the opportunity to speak to you today, as well as the time and opportunity for our committee and our organization to consider the IGA and request some additional public involvement. At the January 28th, 2015 City Council meeting, Mary Ann Fitzgerald, who I work closely with, expressed personal concerns about the public involvement portion of the IGA. On February 2nd, our Transportation Committee, which was attended on very short notice by 15 of our 17 neighborhood associations, we met to discuss the IGA and what information should be made publicly available for more meaningful public engagement in the Southwest Corridor process. It's especially important for engaged members of the public to access detailed technical materials well in advance of decision making. It's our primary concern. So on February 3rd, as Commissioner Novick noted, myself and Mary Ann Fitzgerald met with Metro and city staff and agreed to the following underlying language in my testimony, which Commissioner Novick already read. I don't need to repeat it, but it's in the record now in our testimony as well. During the February meeting with Metro and city staff, we discussed the types of technical information that Sweeney expects to receive well in advance of the Southwest Corridor Steering Committee decisions. And there is an attachment, the second page of my testimony. That's what we requested. And then at the meeting, Metro made some verbal commitments to Sweeney to make information available to the public as soon as possible, as well as in advance of technical workshops, which will be scheduled for late March, early April 2015. And Sweeney does expect that Metro will honor their commitments made on February 3rd, yesterday. Sweeney would also like to request that Commissioner Novick, the city's current representative on the Southwest Corridor Steering Committee, meet with Sweeney leadership to discuss Sweeney comments, concerns, and recommendations a week prior to scheduled Southwest Corridor Steering Committee meetings, especially those at which decision-making is expected. And we also ask Commissioner Novick and Metro to share the information in the progress report that is scheduled for March 1st with the public. And thank you very much for your consideration of these requests. Are there any questions?
Thank you, Roger. Thanks for all the effort that you and other Sweeney volunteers put into this and the comp plan and everything else. So appreciate your detailed interest in the details.
Did you get commitment from Metro that they would meet with you to discuss the technical for your special technical meeting prior to the so that meeting would happen in March or early April? Did they agree to that?
We've had a verbal commitment from Metro, and I know their staff is here today, that they will schedule technical community technical workshops, if that's the correct term, prior to these decision-making milestones, and that they will also provide the technical information in advance of the meetings or the workshops so that we can come prepared to these workshops.
And I see Milla Wilkerson from Metro nodding in the background, so I very much appreciate that it was a quick turnaround from last week to this week that you've been able to get this degree of specificity as to what's needed. I guess I'll turn to Commissioner Novick. Are you willing to meet with the Sweeney representatives prior to decision-making meetings?
Commissioner, I see your neighborhood coalition and raise it, because yesterday Erica Niebel, my staff, pointed out that since this project extends into downtown, we should also involve neighbors west, northwest in those discussions, if that's mm-hmm. okay with you, Roger.
We agree with that, and I hope that Metro also engages the our neighbors and our communities to the south and west of us to this extent as well.
Great result. Thank you. Thanks very much, Roger. Thank you. Anyone else? Then let's take a roll call on adopting the amendment to Exhibit A.
Fritz. Well, thank you, Commissioner Novick, for your lots of work for both you and Erica Nebel and your staff, as well as the community volunteers and Metro partners. Aye.
Fish.
Aye.
Saltzman.
Aye.
Novick.
I want to take this opportunity to say how very much I appreciate Sweeney's involvement in this project. I mean, this is a critical project in terms of achieving the goals of the Barber Concept Plan, in terms of reducing congestion, in terms of meeting our commitments to reduce greenhouse gas emissions. And we are going to need a lot of citizen support for this project, because at some point we're going to need to raise money for local match for it. And that's probably going to require going to the voters regionally, locally, or a combination. And that means we're going to have a lot of citizens on board supporting it. So I very much appreciate that Sweeney is supportive of the overall effort and deeply engaged in making sure that's something we can support. Aye.
Hales.
Aye. And now to adopt the IGA itself, please. Roll call.
Fritz.
Well, Mayor Hales, you spoke earlier about the commissions who do such great volunteer work locally and at the state level. The commissioners for the Human Rights Commission are those that the council appoints. Sweeney's volunteers are chosen by the community, and it's absolutely phenomenal for both them and in other areas of the city how great expertise we get from folks who often are the only person who's willing to do a particular job and turn out to be the best person to do a particular volunteer task. So thank you. I agree, Commissioner Novick, to the Southwest Neighborhoods, Inc., and to all of our community volunteers who provide us with great advice that we pay for a little bit through the Office of Neighborhood Involvement to make sure that everybody has the opportunity to give input, and we can always expand on that, but we don't pay you for the time that you're putting in this morning, Roger, and I appreciate that. Aye.
Fish?
I'm really pleased that with a one-week delay, we were able to reach this agreement. I want to thank my two colleagues for getting together and fixing this. Aye.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Novick?
I'm delighted to thank Metro for engaging on this issue and coming to a quick resolution. So thank you, Malou. Thanks to Commissioner, to Councillor Stacey. Aye.
Hales.
Yeah, nice work. Thank you for getting the community writ large together, including Metro and the city together, to make sure this is a valid process. You've got a majority of the council, of course, who now lives in Southwest Portland, and two of us who are former Sweeney activists. So to see people putting this kind of time and attention into a really important potential change in multiple neighborhoods is exactly what we have in mind when we have neighborhood activism. So as Commissioner Fritz said, Roger, for you and your fellow volunteers, thank you for all the time you're putting in, and I'm glad the process is stretched to meet your expectations. Aye.